Their hospitality was boundless. No stranger was ever sent away from their gates. The gentry received one another and traveled to each other's houses in a state almost feudal. The question of slavery was not born at the time of which we write. To be the proprietor of black servants shocked the feelings of no Virginia gentleman, nor in truth was the despotism exercised over the Negro race generally a savage one. The food was plenty, the poor black people lazy and not unhappy. You might have preached Negro emancipation to Madam Esmond of Castlewood, as you might have told her to let the horses run loose out of her stables. She had no doubt but that the whip and the corn bag were good for both. Her father may have thought otherwise, being of a skeptical turn on very many points, but his doubts did not break forth in active denial, and he was rather disaffected than rebellious. At one period, this gentleman had taken a part in active life at home, and possibly might have been eager to share its rewards, but in latter days he did not seem to care for them. A something had occurred in his life which had cast a tinge of melancholy over all his existence. He was not unhappy. To those about him, most kind, most affectionate, obsequious, even to the women of his family, whom he scarce ever contradicted. But there had been some bankruptcy of his heart, which his spirit never recovered. He submitted to life rather than enjoyed it, and never was in better spirits than in his last hours when he was going to lay it down.